This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Today I shared with the men. The Lord gave me a word that was specifically for the men, but I want to take a little bit of what I shared yesterday and kind of bring in some different thoughts today for us as a church. I want to give you some instruction on how we should walk this walk of a Christian and how we can be fruitful and be prosperous in the Lord as we follow His Word. So as we talk about that, I want you to turn to Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. Proverbs 3. And we're just going to share six verses. Six verses in Proverbs 3. These are some of my favorite scriptures, but I just felt that these were appropriate, especially after what our family has gone through this week. Really spoke to me yesterday as I was preparing for today. And I want to, we're going to receive some exhortation here from Solomon about how we should live our life. And if we follow these basic principles here, we're going to be blessed of the Lord. And that's what we all want today. And my title that I have for this message is Trust is a Must. I'm going to say that again to you. Trust is a must. Amen? I think our whole time of praise and worship was geared toward that. And I said, okay, Lord, I know You're confirming what You gave me for the church today. But how many know trust is a must today? Amen? You can't live this life as a believer, as a Christian, without walking in trust. And we're going to see that as we read the scriptures today. But I believe you'll be encouraged and you'll be blessed by the word that we read. So let's look at verse 1 of Proverbs 3. And it says, My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. And I'm going to pause there before I go any further. We are encouraged here this morning that we are not to forget the law of God. Amen. And we can, instead of saying the law of God, we can say the Word of God. The Amplified Bible says the teaching of God. We are encouraged not to forget it. Okay? And for that to take place, I believe today, if we're not to forget the law of God or the Word of God or the teaching of God, we must have the Word of God before us daily. Amen? It must not be a once in a while thing or whenever we feel like it, we'll read the Word. But if for us not to really forget what God is speaking to us in the Word, it must be before us. Okay? And we must look at the Word in our life as a constant. Something that we know must continually be there. Something that in our spirit, man, we know if we're going to be a healthy Christian, amen, if we want to be healthy in the Lord, we want to be an on-fire Christian, well, we must know that the Word of God must be constant in our life. Can I get an amen today? Don't go to sleep on me now. Praise God. Constant, okay? It must be before us. And Solomon here is saying, you know what? Don't forget my law. And really, that was David speaking to his son, saying, don't forget my law. Don't forget what I've taught you. And God is saying that to me and you today, that we are not to forget what He has spoken to us. Okay? Regardless of circumstances, I must say that to you today. If it's snow or sleet or rain or bright sunshine, you know, everything is going good or everything looks terrible, this Word of God must be constant. Amen? It must be there for us. We may go through trials and tribulations and difficult times, but you know what? That's when the Word of God, when we have it and it's inside of us, you know what? It'll come forth in our lives and be productive. Amen. Is when you're in that hard place. When you're in a situation you may not know what to do, well, God will speak to you and bring the Word to your remembrance and will lead you and guide you, and you will be successful in that situation. So we're encouraged here. He says, don't forget my Word. Amen. It must be a priority. It must be important in my life, in your life today. That's what he's saying here, praise God. It's for us not to forget it, it's got to be in us. Amen? If we don't have the Word inside of us, okay? If it's a head knowledge, but it's not really in our heart, you know what? It will not be difficult to forget the Word of God. But when it becomes a part of you, this Word becomes a part of your life, a priority of your life. You know what? You won't forget it when you need it. It'll be there for you. But it's got to be important. It has to be inside of you, okay? It can't just be something, I'll listen and I'll hear, but that's as far as it goes. We talked about that last week in the message, that we can't just be hearers, but we must apply what we hear and understand it, okay? Now, this is like a little recipe here today for us. He tells us not to forget the Word, and then he also tells us that our heart must keep the commandments. Did you notice here he said that your heart must keep the commandments of God? Did you catch that today? Amen? He didn't say let your mind keep the commandments or let your body keep the commandments. It has to be from the heart. Amen? And God is encouraging us today that it's a heart issue here today. Again, the scriptures we're going to read this morning all really center around, again, the heart of man. And we are encouraged here that we are to keep the commandments of God. Keep the Word of God. And we won't do it today faithfully if it's just in our head. Amen? It must be in our head also, but it first must really be planted in your heart. Meaning that the Word is special to you and me today. It means everything. Praise God. It means that, you know what, I have guidance today in my life. And as you read this scripture, it says that we're to keep the commandments, meaning it's a continual thing, okay? That we are consistent in following the Word of God. Not one day I am and one day I'm not, or one day I'm really on fire, or one day I'm just totally out of it. I mean, God is encouraging us here not to forget His Word and to allow the Word of God to be in our hearts, that we would keep it. See, there's fruitfulness when we follow what God tells us to do, not when we listen to man. Amen? Man sometimes has some good things to say, but when God speaks to us, you can't go wrong today, church. Amen? And you have to look to the Word of God. You have to allow God's Word to be important to you and to get your attention daily and allow it to lead you in your life to be fruitful. And God is saying here that we must keep His commandments. How many know that God looks to us to walk in obedience? Amen? And sometimes we struggle with that. Sometimes we have a difficulty with that. But if you read the Word, you read through the Bible, it's all about man and God and our relationship, and about us being obedient to what He's called us to do, to walking in His principles and precepts and His laws and commandments and so on and so forth. So God looks to us to be obedient, okay? He really does. He looks to us, if we're really His children today, God is saying, you know what, you'll listen to what I say. But again, the obedience comes from the heart. Amen? Today, those who are married here, you love your husband or you love your wife, and it's in your heart. Amen? It's not just a flippant thing that you say, oh, I, I love you, babe. You know, I love you, honey. I mean, it's sincere. It's true. You're with that person, and you said, I will commit my life to being with this person, and that means there's a bond there. Amen. That means there's love there. That means that this person is important to you, where you have decided to live all the days of your life with that person. Well, it's the same way with the Lord today and with His Word, that we have made a decision. Some it's been many years, some it's been a short time, that we have said, Lord, you know what? I'm connected with you now. I've given my life to you now, and I want to serve you and be obedient to you. And that's what we're being encouraged here to do, that God would see our faithfulness to Him as He has been faithful to us, and He would see our obedience. And how many know today that if you're obedient from your heart, you know what? Your mind and your body will follow then. Amen? But unfortunately, many times we let the mind or the body dictate what we should do. And when that happens, many times we do the wrong thing. But when we let our heart, that we're to keep the Word of God with, when we let our heart lead us into those things that are pleasing to God, you know what? Our mind should follow our heart, and of course then we will act it out, what's inside our heart today. It can't be just a mental thing today. It can't just be about what's here, because we got a lot of stuff going inside of here. How many know what I'm talking about? This mind never stops. Amen? Things are always rolling in our mind. Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. So we must be careful with what's up here, okay? And we need the guidance and the direction of the Word of God to lead us up here. But it starts here, okay? Now, we see here as we go on how God will bless us. In verse 2, He says, if we do verse 1, look at what God will do for us. In verse 2, He says, you will receive length of days and long life and peace, or pace, amen, shall they add to thee. Hallelujah. How many want length of days and a long life? Praise God, right? I thank God that God has had mercy and grace on my dad. He's 83 years old, but you know what? It's still not time for him to go home. Amen? God is saying, through what He's just done in the last couple days, you know what? Sergio, I'm giving you more length of days, and I'm giving you longer life. Amen? And that's what we should desire here today. And not only do we want a longer life and we want more days to live, but how do we live those days today? God says, if you won't forget my word and you'll keep my commandments, you know what? I'll give you peace in that long life. Amen? I'll give you tranquility today. Oh, that's a good word. Tranquility. Many people in the world don't understand what it is to live in peace and tranquility. But you and I today as Christians can walk in tranquility. We can walk in peace. And God says, you know what? I will reward you with longevity today. Amen? Longevity, meaning God wants to bless us with long life. Amen. But there's a part that we have to play, and that means obedience today. Praise God. If we would do what God tells us to do, we would be obedient. God says, I will reward your obedience with length of days and long life, and you'll have peace in that long life. Amen? I want peace, don't you today? We got to have peace, okay? And if anything, church, our lives, compared to those who are not Christians today, who are out in the world today, serving the God of this world and not the God of heaven, you know what? That peace really shows the difference between us and them today. Amen? If anything, we should be able to show people, you know what? We have the peace of God in our lives. Praise God. We can live this life in tranquility. That's major difference between one who is saved and one who's not today. They don't know where they're going. They don't understand what's happening. Doesn't mean we always do, but we can still have peace even in the storm. Amen? You know, even throughout this week, as we were running back and forth to the hospital and not knowing what was going to happen and the type of surgery they were going to do. I mean, it was a lot of questions, a lot of indecision, a lot of saying, I don't know, Lord. You know what I'm saying? But even in all of that, God was still there with peace. Amen. Even in the waiting room, as we waited patiently for many hours, unfortunately, God gave us peace. Okay? That's something God wants us to have. And it comes as we don't forget God's word. It comes as we're obedient to His commandments. God says, I want to bless you. I want to give you what is my desire, and that's length of days and long life and peace. Praise God. I want that today. And it all comes from obedience to God's word. Hallelujah. Let's go on here. Verse 3. He says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. And I'm going to continue here and we'll go back. It says, verse 4, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Ooh, God is now giving us instruction how we are to live our daily lives. He says, you know what? You need to walk in mercy and in truth. Those are principles today that we must apply. If we're doing it, I would say to you, continue to do it, and even more, that you live the days of your life, how? In mercy and in truth. Those are two things that should rule our lives. He says here, you should bind mercy and truth around your neck. Okay? You don't forget it. You know, how many know if you have something you need to do and if you don't want to forget, some people put they tie a rope or something around their finger, or they put something around their wrist. Well, God says here, I want you to remember not to let mercy and truth forsake thee, meaning that mercy and truth is not evident in your life. Make sure it's around your neck today. Amen? He wants you to walk in the spirit of mercy and in the spirit of truth. Can I get an amen here today? That is so important as Christians that we walk, when we say we walk in mercy today, let me break that down a little bit for you. That means that we're going to walk in forgiveness today. Amen? We must walk in forgiveness. How many know Jesus gave us forgiveness? Amen? So we must always have that mercy spirit with other people. Walk in forgiveness, okay? We must walk in love. When we talk about mercy, that means we walk in love with people. Amen? Jesus loved us when we were not lovely. Amen? When we were in our sin, God still loved us. Amen? He gave His best for us. And who? Jesus. When we didn't deserve Jesus. So, you know what? Sometimes people, may not deserve forgiveness, or they may not deserve the love, but God says, look beyond that and love them. Amen. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. That's what Jesus said about us. We need to walk, when we talk about mercy, we need to show kindness. Amen. Getting real quiet here today. Praise God. Kindness. We must walk in kindness. That's mercy today when we deal with people. We must show people the love of Jesus. How are people going to know about Jesus if we don't show Jesus to people? Amen? I mean, God has given me and you that responsibility that our life would typify the life of a Christian. So if we're going to be that way today, God is saying, you know what? You must let mercy always be in your life. You know, don't be cold. Don't get bitter. Amen? Don't get hard in your heart. But God says you need to walk in mercy towards people. Amen. See, that will be a blessing to you if you can do that. And He not only says mercy, but it's interesting that He also says that we need to walk in truth. But before I get into truth, how many have ever heard the saying, the merciful receive mercy? Right? If you want people to be merciful to you, Well, you need to show mercy to them. Amen? How many know what you sow, you reap today? Right? If you love people, guess what? People are going to love you today. Amen? If you show people you don't care for them, you don't like them, you dislike them, you know what? They'll show the same to you. All right? So you can see why God has given us these principles here of how to live our lives, to walk in the mercy of God, in the love of God. And then he says, in the truth. Okay? Very important here. We must have a standard of truth that we follow in our life. And it can't be what the world says is truth, because the world's truth is very twisted today. Amen? I mean, they may have a partial truth, but the truth that we get from the world is very twisted and is not godly. So God is saying, you need to walk in my mercy, but then also you must walk, don't forsake truth. Amen. Live your life based on the truth of God's word, not on what people tell you to do. People will send you to hell today. Amen. They will. So you have to be careful what you hear today, what you receive today. But God says, you know what? Don't forsake the spirit of mercy and the spirit of truth. We must allow the truth of God to rule and guide us in our life. I mean, truth must be in our heart, okay? Again, dealing with the heart today. We must have mercy in the heart, and we must have this truth that's in our heart, because truth will give us direction in our lives every day. And I don't know about you, but I need direction every day, amen? I need to know what to do. I need to know what to say, what not to say today. Amen. And you know what? God's truth, His law, His commandments will lead me and guide me. And I'll be fruitful when I listen. Praise God. See, we must have that type of a spirit today. He's saying, you know what? If you do these things, then this is going to happen. And this is what we see here in the scriptures. If we allow the mercy and truth to be a part of us daily, every day, look at what he says in verse 4. He says, so thou shalt find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and in the sight of man. How many want favor today? Amen? So, you know what? He's told us here how we can receive favor in our lives. He says, you need to walk in mercy and you need to walk in truth. And when you do that, you know what? God says, I will show you favor. But not only I will show you favor, man will show you favor. Amen? How many have seen the favor of God in your life? Amen? Because of you following these principles. Amen? You walked in truth. You had mercy. You had love with people. You walked in forgiveness. On and on and on. Because of that, God says, you know what? I'm going to give you divine favor. And he doesn't stop there. He says, I'm also going to give you good understanding. Amen. I need understanding too. How about you today? Amen. God says, I'll give it to you. I will give you favor. I will give you understanding. You will be blessed not only before me, but man will bless you. Praise God. See, again, your life, what you do, how you are, the way you live, the way you act, It will be before people, and people will be attracted to you. People will see your sincerity. They may not agree with everything that you say and everything you do, but people genuinely will see that you're for real. Amen. They'll see that you're not playing games. Amen. They'll see that you're true. Praise God. See, that's a major thing, what I just said. They will see that you are true. So for us to be true today, we must have truth in us. Amen? I mean, what's inside is going to come outside. Amen? The word comes in, the word's going to come out. Praise God. When we put godly virtues and godly things in our life, you know what? Those things are going to come out of us. Amen? And people will see that. And God says, if you follow what I've told you in my word, I will give you divine favor. And not only will I bless you, man will bless you. Praise God. I want that today. How about you, church? Amen? It's there for us. It's for the taking, okay? It's just the principle of God. And not only will He give us favor and understanding, I like this word that's in the Amplified Bible for verse 4. He says, I will give you high esteem. Listen to that. High esteem. Not only will God look at you differently, but even man will have high esteem for you. They will respect you. That's what I'm saying. Because why? You're a man and a woman of God. And what you say, you do. Praise God. God blesses that type of person today. Amen. And people will see that. And you know what? Because of that, they will bless you too. All right? It's not only from God, but God will have man be a blessing to you. So when we walk in mercy and truth, expect favor to come your way today. See, God sees everything, church. He sees what we do. And it's His heart to want to bless His children today. Praise God. That's really what He wants to do. Let's look at the last two verses. He says in verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. This is a real important scripture, church. This is where I really get my title from. Trust is a must. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, He says here, and lean not unto thine own ways. All right, He says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Amen. Oh, this is powerful. Okay, trust. Trust is a must. Okay, He says, you know what? You need to trust in Me, church. With what? Your whole heart, He says again. Right? And really in this scripture here, He's not only talking about your heart, but it's referring to your mind too. Alright? He says, child of God, church of God, you need to trust in Me, the Lord is saying today. And don't lean unto your own understanding. A lot of times, you know, we try to lean on what we think and what we should do and so on and so forth. And many times that causes problems in our life, okay? But God is saying, don't trust on your understanding. Don't lean on your understanding, but trust in Me. This week we had to trust God, amen? We couldn't do a whole lot for Dad, but pray and believe God that God would come through on his behalf, and He did. But you know what? We had to trust God. I mean, at times I felt like I was helpless. It was out of my range. Amen? How many know that God will sometimes put you in a place where all you can do is trust God? Amen? You can't do anything about it. Even if you want to, you know, sometimes there's a situation we can do something to help it out. But some situations, you know what? It's totally God. And you have no say-so or nothing you can do except what? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. See, there's fruit in that today. Amen? There's fruit that comes forth when you do that. And that really means that you're putting all that you have in the Lord. I mean, He says, trust in Me with all your heart and don't lean to your own understanding. The Amplified Bible says, don't lean on and be, or lean on and be confident in the Lord. We need to not lean on ourselves, but lean on the Lord. Okay? Lean on the Lord and be confident in the Lord, not in ourselves today. How many know we mess up from time to time? Amen? We don't always do the right thing. We don't always do what we say. And that's why He's saying here, you know what? Don't be confident in yourself, but be confident in Me. Trust in Me, okay? Let your heart be dependent on Me. Know that I have the answers, okay? Come to Me for understanding. Don't look to yourself because you'll blow it. You'll mess up, amen? I want to read you two scriptures to go with this real quickly in Isaiah. Isaiah 26, verse 3 and 4. These are two powerful scriptures. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Favorite scriptures of mine, dealing with not only peace, but trust, okay? It says in verse 3, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. We can have perfect peace today, church, amen? Don't you want it? He says it's there for you if your mind is stayed on Christ, And if you trust in Him, see, peace comes when you have a trust in your Maker. In verse 4, he says, trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Amen. Oh, that's encouraging today, church. Whatever you're going through, whatever difficulties, the Lord says, trust in me forever. For in me, Jehovah, Lord Jehovah, is everlasting strength. Oh, my God. That's a blessing today, church. That's for me and you. Amen. That's how we're to walk this walk. Going back to Proverbs 3, let's look at the last verse, verse 6. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He says, in some of your ways, acknowledge him? No. In all your ways, you must acknowledge the Lord. You must look to the Lord in all your ways. Yesterday, I talked to the men about the scripture in chapter 2 that says we need to walk in the way of a wise man. That was my text yesterday. And that's in verse 20 for the men who weren't able to be there. That was my text, that we were to encourage the men, but this is for all of us today, that we're to walk in the way that is wise today. And the Lord tells us here in verse 6 that we're to, in all our ways, acknowledge Him. In all our ways, look to Him. I like to say it this way. In all your ways, act in His knowledge. Acknowledge or act in His knowledge. How many know this is God's knowledge today? Amen? This is God's wisdom today. This is God's understanding today. So He's saying to us, church, He's saying, you know what? In all your ways and all that you do on this earth and everything that you have to do, look to me, acknowledge me, and He says, you know what? I won't let you down. I will direct your paths. Amen? I will show you what path to take. I will show you how to walk this life and be fruitful and be blessed. But we must what? Acknowledge Him today is what He's saying. Look to the Lord, praise God. The Amplified Bible says it this way in verse 6, that we're to, in all our ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. I like that. That breaks it down a little bit more. We're to, in all our ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him. Amen? And when we do that, He says He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. How many know we need to have straight paths today? Amen? Straight, not crooked, right? No detours, but straight. This life that we live must be on the straight and the narrow path. Amen? For wide is the way or the gate that leads to destruction. But God is saying here, you know what? If you look to me, you acknowledge me, I will direct your paths every day. They will be made plain and they will be made straight for you. Amen. I want that today. How about you, church? Trust is a must. Amen. Trust is a must if you want that today. You must totally commit everything to God. One more scripture I'm going to read for you. Hallelujah. We need God's presence today. We need God's guidance every day. And in Jeremiah 42:3, I read this for the men yesterday. It really did something for me. I want to read it to you today because it's such a good scripture. I know it got sparked some of the men yesterday. But in Jeremiah 42:3, it says, that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk. And now listen to the second part. It says, and the thing that we may do. I pray that's your prayer today. Hallelujah. That God would show us the way that we need to walk in today. Amen. And if He does that for me and you, you know what? We will know the thing that He wants us to do. Amen? Maybe you don't know today what is that thing God wants you to do. But you know what? If you allow the Lord in this scripture, as He says, that the Lord thy God may show you the way wherein you should walk, if you allow God to direct your walk, to direct your paths, to direct your ways, you know what? Be confident and know today that the Lord will show you the thing that you're to do. Amen? See, we have a thing to do together, but even individually, God has a thing to do for you. And you need to know, what is that thing? Amen? Lord, what is my thing? What do you want me to do for you? Specifically me. Amen? What is that thing, Lord? Well, God will show you today. Amen? If you don't know it, and probably most of us do know, but if you don't know today, I encourage you that you would seek God, that He would give you direction and show you the way that you should walk. He'll make that plain path for you. And in that understanding and guidance that God wants to give you today, you know what? He's going to show you the thing He wants you to do. Praise God. We got to do something. Amen? We all got to do something for God. What that thing is, you need to find out today. Amen? You need to find out, what is my thing, Lord? What have you called me to do for you? What is my thing? Show me, and I guarantee you, He'll show you today. Amen? Let's stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Trust is a must, church. Trust is a must. As we prayed earlier, I just believe God heard our prayer. Whatever we had concern over, I just believe God just took it off of us today. I just felt such a peace and a release. Did you today? As we prayed earlier and we sought the Lord. So I want you to be encouraged as you leave from church today. That you know what? God has your back. Amen? God is watching over you, and He just wants you to continue to trust Him in all your doings. Amen? And that God will direct your paths and show you the way that you should walk today. That's God's heart for you. Let your heart be the same for Him today. Amen. Father, we just thank you, Lord, again, for your word. We just thank you, God, for what you spoke to us today, Lord. I pray, Lord, that Proverbs 3, 1 to 6 would be implanted in our hearts, oh God. That, Father, we would not forget this word. That, Lord, we would not forget to keep your commandments, Lord. That we would allow mercy and truth to rule and reign in our lives, Lord. That then, Lord, we would be prosperous. You would have favor on the people of God, Lord. And not only will you favor us, but even man will have favor in their eyes for us, O God. Lord, I pray that prayer for each one in this place today, Lord. From the youngest to the eldest, Lord. That, Lord God, we would look to you. We would acknowledge you, Lord. We would trust in you with all our heart, Lord God. In all our ways, we would trust in you and acknowledge you. And that then, Lord, you would direct our paths, Lord. For, Lord, anyone here today who does not know what they are to do, show them, I pray, Lord, that thing that you want them specifically to do today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your revelation come, Lord. Speak to them, Lord. Let each one here, Lord, have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say to us, O God. Father, let your voice be so clear to our spirit man today, God. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us today. Thank you for being so good to us, O God, today. Bless, Lord, your people, I pray. A special blessing on everyone that's here today, Lord. And also we pray for the choir as they continue to practice. You would bless them, strengthen them, and anoint them, Lord, as we prepare for that Easter Sunday, that Resurrection Sunday, Lord, that we will celebrate you, God, in a special way. Have your way today. Minister to each one of us, we ask, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.